Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 26, 2021, end of session, Senate File 160, Education Parental Choice Act. Senate File 160, Education Parental Choice Act, requires school districts to offer the opportunity of full-time in-person instruction for the 2020-2021 school year at all brick-and-mortar school districts unless expressly waived by a public health emergency proclamation issued by the governor. The act takes effect upon enactment. School districts are required to begin offering full-time in-person instruction no later than 2 weeks following the enactment of the act. School districts that were not previously offering full-time in-person instruction prior to the enactment of Senate File 160 are required to provide parents and guardians of students at least 5 days to decide on an instruction mode if more than one instruction mode is offered. Enactment date. The act was approved by the General Assembly on January 28, 2021 and signed by the Governor on January 29, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Michael Guance, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-1286.